Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And he was brought down on that 30-minute line. Well, I think we agree that Tino has been close to the best. As now on that last minute with the ball back inside to Mead. Oh, Mead drops the ball. They'll count down the clock. The ball runs dead. Gold Coast Titans win 28 points to 16. It was 24-4 at halftime. And what a game of football we witnessed tonight by David Fifita, Tino Faasuamuali and the Gold Coast Titans. Clinical, at times outstanding, but the Titans win and they open their first points for 2021 against one of their arch rivals, the Brisbane Broncos. I think Tino was our man of the match. Do we agree with that, or do we think who do we think was our man of the match tonight?
Yeah, Wally was mine.
Yeah, Tino for me.
Between him and Fifita.
We'll try and see what Adam Jackson, if he can wield some magic while he's there.
The energy went out of the game late, but I'll tell you what.
Jacko, get him on the way out, mate, as he walks out. Tino was our man of the match. Outstanding tonight. Adam Jackson is with him now, and we go down to the sideline. Adam Jackson with him tonight.
Yeah, Tino Faasuamuali, first win, Gold Coast Titans. How good does that feel?
No, it's good. It's good to get the first win for 2021, and, yeah, the boys are all happy about it. Let's just get on to next week, and hopefully we can do the same.
Now, I'm going to chuck you up to the studio. Gordon Tallis is up there. He's an ambassador. Does he actually do anything around this place?
Yeah, he comes down to train every day and helps us out.
You're the best. Tino, don't know that, mate. I've already got a crush on you, mate, but congratulations. Do you know what? I just your effort tonight and the Broncos, like they were with you early. It was a hard battle, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was very tough. The first 20 minutes was back and forth, and I think the completion rates are very high too. So it was good that we didn't break first, and we got them in the end there.
What was the message at halftime? That last 10 minutes was outstanding for you guys. What did Justin say to you at halftime?
He just said, keep doing what we're doing and focus on defense, and then all the attack will come off that after. But yeah, that was our main goal, just focus on D, and then whatever came up after, we'll take it.
Tino, it's Benny Hannett here. I love the way that you play. I want to know, how do you prepare for a game? Do you look at the opposition's pack and just think, I'm coming after this one person or two, three? Because tonight, you hunted them down.
No, not really. I just sort of focus on my own job and whoever's in front of me, I want to take them on. But, just focus on my job and, yeah, that's all really.
We'll let you go, mate. You're our man of match tonight. You're outstanding. Congratulations on your first win as a Gold Coast Titan. Go and enjoy it.
Thanks, and I'll see you training on Monday.
Yeah, good on you, Bull. Good on you, Bull. See you, mate. Thank you, Adam Jackson. We might try and get a Broncos player. Clearly, they'd be disappointed as well. I thought Tevita was very good tonight. I thought arguably their best or Jordan Ricky boys for there. But unbelievable. Unbelievable performance from the Titans. And it was that 30 minutes, wasn't it? Wasn't it that 30 minutes where they just rolled on in that first half?
That 10 minutes after, 10 minutes just after the
end
20
of the game,
they scored three back-to-back tries in three sets of six, which just showed once they scored the points, they just wound up their shoes. They smelt blood, and they went after the kill.
Tino just said something there. We didn't want to break first.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? So you just got to keep on doing what the coach asks you to, and don't make a mistake, and don't give in on your teammates. And that's what happened in Brisbane. And it was a try, and then they just dropped their heads just for that moment, and you can't think about your mistakes.
Ben Hannett, Adam Jackson is down there with the Broncos player.
Yeah, I'm here with the Broncos captain, Alex Glenn. Very high work rate again tonight, but Lexi, what went wrong?
Oh, our completions at the start, bro. We handed over too much ball possession. We weren't completing our set. Bro, we just burnt our energy in the first half doing too much defence. It was a muggy night, bro, and, Titans, the field position was down here. They just kept scoring points, bro. It was hard to defend it, to be honest.
And I know you're on the other side of the field. What was it like coming up against David Fifita tonight, even though he was on the opposite side of the field? Two tries for him.
Yeah, he caused some havoc for our right edge in defence. We knew it was going to be a strong force tonight. We tried to, strategically get a game plan in front of him, but, they just ripped that middle up, and it was because we had no ball possession. We were just on the back fence the whole time trying to find our feet. So, we didn't start the game how we wanted to, bro, and we were, chasing ball possession the whole game.
I'm just going to quickly throw up for a couple of questions. Gordon Tallis, Ben Hannett, former Broncos, up in the stands for Lexi.
Hey, Alex, it was a disappointing night, and you just said that you're off the back fence. How do we change that? Yeah, how do the Broncos change that for next week?
Bro, it's a mentality. You know, we can't be soft. There's no excuses. We got to look each other in the eye and you know, look each other in the eye and think about, you know, what you did tonight. Because obviously it wasn't good enough. We've got to have more pride in the jersey. We came about up against our rivals in the Titans, man, and it wasn't good enough. That's just, you know, plain and simple.
Lexi, there's a 10-minute period there where they went back-to-back-to-back tries. What was said behind the goalpost? And you didn't get the response as the captain you want. How do you fix that? How do you change it?
Yeah, Benny, everyone was trying to solve it by themselves. Frustration started kicking in. You know, we're trying to shoot out the line, trying to put a whack on. They were finding their front, then they were rolling on the set. So it's about cooling our heads, sticking to our process, you know, getting back to square one. And that's what we were talking about behind the post. But, you know, frustration sometimes gets in ahead of, you know, the boys. And, you know, we've got to rectify that. We've got to be so much better there, Benny, and resilient.
Yeah, well, it was a gutsy performance in the second half, Alex. Congratulations. I don't know how you guys at the speed of this game. It is so quick now. It is unbelievable. Yeah. It's just a different game. And we move on to the Bulldogs next Saturday night for the Brisbane Broncos and obviously the Titans for the Cowboys next week. Mate, go and have a break and we'll catch up with you again next week. Another round comes around for trying and prove it. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Now, my pleasure, boys. And we're going to work hard. You know, we're happy. We're not happy with that performance and we can't be. You know, the Broncos jersey means more to them. All our fans that drove down, we're going to be better there, including myself.
Good on you, mate. Great to talk to you. Well, boys, pretty honest
different
assessment.
Attitude.
Pretty
different attitude. Yeah. You listen to that speech, you go play anyone from last year, different attitude.
I agree. Not happy with it. Can't see the positive.
I like how he's holding his team accountable, himself included. Himself included. And that's something that
and, you know,
they're going to be better.
You know, and Dobbo, the stat, I think it was 15 minutes in, they had 50% of the football on a muggy night against the Titans that they would have been disappointed and everybody's tipping them to be a top eight side and you guys a top four side. You've got to get through your sets. You've got to do the little things right. And that's what they weren't good at tonight.
Tell me this. How do they fix it?
Tell me this. Are they better this week than what they were last week?
Brisbane?
Yep.
No. I say no. The intent, the heart they showed round one, they showed it for a less amount of time.
I think this was a worse performance. Yep. And I'm not being negative.
No. There was two things, right? So when the gas goes out, I don't care who you are. When the gas is out of the tank, the gas is out of the tank, and fatigue makes cowards of all of us, right? Last week there was an excuse. Tonight there was an excuse because of how much work they done, but they can change that. They can't change the injuries last week.
No,
so everybody went.
But the thing that shows Hark Gordy is line speed. Did they have line speed tonight compared to last week?
No, they didn't.
No,
I don't think they had the same commitment in the defence. Yeah. And did that?
I agree with you.
And do you know why? Because the level they played at last week is the standard that they set and they weren't used to playing at it.
I agree with you.
They're not used to playing it. So what happens is it's hard to stick to when you're not mentally tough and you're not fit enough. So they will go back to the drawing board and I reckon they'll get better at it.
Oh, they're going to have to get better. Boys, that's it from us here at Cbus. Been a great game of football. If you're a Titans fan.
My shout.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. you understand. Have a great night from Gordon Tallis, Adam Jackson, Ben Hannett and Ben Dobbin. The Titans too good. 26 points or 28 points to 16 in the end. It was an absolute flogging in the end. The 30 minutes mark in the first half, they put on the points. Here is the Cbus Super full-time highlights. Have a great night. Goodbye.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
Rain into dummy half to the left. They go Wallace for the line. Wallace for the line. And I think he got there. He did. Jared Wallace. He barged over. Jordan Rickey couldn't hold him. And the Titans score first. Ball comes across. Ah, oh, Carrigan's dropped it cold. That's the second to mistake from Carrigan. They said no knock on. It's still play on. Well, the crowd have rightly so. Crossfield kick. Coach goes up. Ball loose. Picks back up. Ball batted back.
Goodness.
I think there's a try here. Jesse New. Well, they're just looking at this. It's going to be a try.
The right foot is inside the touchline when the ball is grounded. We have a decision.
Wowee.
I hear the crowd.
Yeah, they're not happy. The ball comes across. It goes to Taylor. Out the back to Peachy. Peachy, a flat pass. Goes across. Peachy, for Peter. Try.
He scores against his old team.
Fogarty, crossfield kick. Needle caught for it. He goes up. Ball picked back up. Herbert gets the ball. Goes on to Proctor. It goes across now. The Don with the ball. Crossfield kick. They are loose. Clark goes through. Clark scores. Aaron Clark will score. Jensen points to the spot. And the Titans score again. It goes across now.
Here they go again. Yes. And another try. Jamin Jollip this time. Oh, here come the Titans.
Fogarty, good shape, goes across now. The ball with Fafita. Fafita,
and he gets another. David Fafita. Wowee. Game, set, match for the big fella.
Boy Moore, then it goes to Tessinu. Tessinu 10 metres out. Tessinu steps, beats one. Oh,
and he's had the ball ripped out from AJ Brimson. I think it's going to be a try.
And he grounds the ball in the end goal. We have a decision.
So can the Titans hold on? Here's Tavita. Here's Tavita and gets there. Great try, deserving. Tavita scores. Chechen points to the spot. They'll count down the clock. The ball runs dead. Gold Coast Titans win 28 points to 16.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.